You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. Well, I'm joined in the studio by Johnny Winston. Hi, Johnny.
Hello.
How's it going?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Now, you finally got it because you got lost earlier on, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Now, you're a singer-songwriter. You was born... let's see if we, this is where we find out if I've got all the information correct. Right. Born in the Canaries.
Yes, that's right.
Lanzarote.
Yeah.
Moved to Nottingham.
Northampton.
Yeah. Where are you now? So you're taking things off of there.
Right now I'm in Surrey, studying a music production degree.
Wow, pretty cool.
Yeah.
How long did you stay in the Canary Islands for?
About till I was about 18 months old.
Oh, so you didn't get much sun then,
did you? I didn't get to see much.
Go out clubbing at that age. It's nice there. I've been to quite a few of the Canary Islands. Did you go back or...?
I went back, but I still wasn't old enough to go clubbing, Tony.
No, so you wouldn't be able to recognise anything. No. You should go back and say that's where I was born, right there or something like that. So this is your first visit to, I was going to say sunny Essex, but in fact it's quite cloudy. But it's your first visit to Essex?
Yes, it is actually, yeah. Apart from seeing it on the TV shows, which I'm sure it's nothing like.
Yeah, so you're the only way Essex. We are getting quite a bit of... we always end up talking about that somewhere along the line, but yes, have you watched the programme?
Yeah, a few times. Well, my missus has made me watch it a few times, so...
Actually, is that a guilty pleasure? A Tony fan?
Maybe. Yes. But we'll keep that hush.
I've done the first three series on that, DJing.
Really?
Something you didn't know. And I know the listeners began, oh, he's going on about that again. always goes to toe. He's like, oh, yeah, I was in it for a few minor clips. Doing the warm-ups for the clubs. Yeah, there you go. Catch me out on Twitter if you want. Right, let's get to the music. How would you describe your music? What type of music
Wow.
do you do?
I'd like to leave that up to the listener to decide. But I guess it's got a lot of an... electronic influence, and a lot of my influence come from real old soul, so I try to blend the two together, and you know, I've got a lot of influences from all over the place. So I mean, I say I'm influenced by anything really, even unknown artists, even artists that I know myself personally, they inspire me. It's not just big artists. So
I mean, one of the questions I always ask people is what influences their music, but I suppose in a way everything influences your music subconsciously, even.
Yeah.
You know, what you listen to and what you've listened to when you was younger, what you've brought up with,
you know,
favourite artists, and they will affect if you're when you're writing music. What made you jump into music, because you're quite young, so what made you want to go into the pretty harsh music
industry? Well, it all started when my dad bought me a guitar, and at the time I wasn't really sure. Like, I was like, what the hell is this guitar doing in my room right now? But yeah, I started to play, and then I got really addicted to learning. I got really curious about how better I could get, and then from then on I just naturally started singing and started writing tunes. So
you started at an early age?
I started at about
18 months in Lanzarote.
I wish. No, I started at about...
It's like I lands right in there playing one of your songs. Oh, no, I know he's
fine. Yeah, he's the freakish 18-year-old, 18-month-old child that could be.
Oh, Beethoven done it and something like that, done it when he was about three, so why not, you know? If you was going to collaborate with someone, who would you go for? Now, I mean, there's so many people out there.
That's a very difficult question.
On-the-spot question, but, you know, like Bruno Mars or...
I'll take Bruno Mars.
Yeah, he's good, isn't he?
Yeah, he's all right. I'd say, I don't know, it's really, I mean, if I had a time machine, I could go back in time, then it'd be easier for me.
You'd go for something like...
I'd go for Al Green.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Yeah. Is he still alive?
No. I would have thought, if he'd be about 102 or something. No, probably older than that. No, tweet us someone. Someone tweet us and let us know if Al Murray is still alive. All right, not Al Murray.
Al Green.
Al Green. You can tweet me, at DJ Tony Sat. I need the followers anyway. Or you can text me, 07850-468-293. Right, shall we jump into a song?
Yes, we shall.
What are you going to do? Introduce and tell us about your first song.
Right, this one's called Flatline, and... it's a heartbreak song.
Take it away.
My heart is on flat line. Got my baby telling me I'm out of time. Where did I cross the line? I don't even know. Oh, now got my feelings wound up tight,
from the words that were forced into my mind. Has it ever been right? Or is there somebody else with a greater wealth than me? Baby, I couldn't see, 'cause I was on my knees, begging you, darling, please, my love, my love.
Really good. First thing I must point out is that's a massive range you got there, fella.
Thank you very much.
Massive range, especially the high ones. I was imagining myself trying to sing that in absolutely no way. great track. It's kind of got a little bit Timberlake style, isn't it, in a way.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've been told that before.
That. Yeah.
But definitely with the high, because he's on that kind of round about that range, isn't he?
Yeah.
How do you look a bit like him?
Thank you.
You
know, I get that quite a
bit. He does look like it.
Yeah.
Right, now, that track was called...
Flatline.
Yeah. And we'll talk about YouTube and stuff a little bit later on. But are you gigging at the moment with these songs?
Yeah, I mean, I'm gigging. I've actually got a gig tonight, a like little 15-minute set. Where is it?
All Star Lanes
in Holborn. And yeah, I'm gigging a lot. I do a lot of... covers stuff to earn a bit of money to keep myself afloat, yeah. And at the moment I'm really pushing my originals in and around London.
Who do you use when you're doing the covers? Who do you kind of throw in on if you're doing a live acoustic set? Because that song you just played will probably jump into any of those. Hardly noticed, I would have thought.
Yeah.
Because it's got that quite catchy beat. Once you've heard it, you know the chorus is coming as you kind of dull it down and you know it's going to jump back out.
Yeah.
Which is always a sign of a good pop song. But would you stereophonics or what type of stuff do you play?
No,
covers?
I do play a bit of Justin Timberlake.
Mm-hmm.
I do play a lot of Amy Winehouse and Al Green, Stevie Wonder, and a lot of it's quite diverse, and I try to throw in a few like popular songs But I really like my old soul classics. And
it's
like
great to hear, you know, young people doing this type of music and making it, you know, keeping it current, yeah, and making, yeah, it more, you know, more, yeah, more modern, which is fantastic. What would you say your ideal gig is? You doing festivals or?
Yeah.
Do you like to keep it local? Is it clubs or? Because some of your pre-recorded music is.
It's quite dancey. I guess. Festivals, yeah, I'd love to do a festival, because at the end of the day, if I was doing a live performance of my recorded stuff, then it'd have to be, I'm getting together at the moment, is like an electronic drummer and a synth player, so we'll bring that all together and then I can try and incorporate what's recorded live as well as it is recorded, which could be a bit of a challenge, but I think we'll pull it off.
Hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
Talk me through, as a non-performer myself, how would, the question I always ask people, because I'm always intrigued to know, everyone gives me a different answer as well, talk me through your songwriting process. Do you write songs about things that you've done, what you're feeling at the time? Do you wake up and got the amp and think, I'll write about that? Do you write your lyrics first? Do you strum the chords and then add to that? How does that work with you?
I think it works for me is... It can be anything. It can come from anything. It can come from a lyric that really inspires me, or it can come from a drum beat that I come up with in my head, or just a little melody, like Flatline. It was da 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 da, and that was it. That was the first melody that came in my head, and then I created the whole song around that. And yeah, I mean, sometimes it can be purely lyrical. One of my tracks, In Times, for example, is about. It's about struggling, people who struggle on the streets and they're, you know, they're up to no good and stuff like that, because back home I knew quite a few people like that, and it's just about like how you have to be, the kind of downward spiral it is, and how you have to always be watching yourself, and you can make so many enemies out of it, and you know, it's just not a way to live really, but you know, sometimes people don't have a choice really, but that's what that song's about. So yeah, all different kind of things inspire my music.
26 hours ago you posted on Facebook that your new EP is finished, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. Yeah,
that's like a bit of breaking news finally. That was,
yeah, like, I've been working on it for a while, and as an artist, I'm sure all other artists know, it's like, it comes down to perfection, and, you know, she has to give me a cut-off point when to stop.
That's the person who pointed to the other end of the studio, Sabrina. Yeah. Hello, Sabrina.
Hello.
Hey, where are you actually from? That's a little, South American. Toronto, Canada. did I say that? I said that under my breath first, yeah. Canada.
Yeah.
You can't miss it. It's quite a big place on the globe. Usually.
It's that little country.
It's that little country called Canada. We've got the red leaf thing for a flag. That's them.
Right.
Now, you've got Flatline, you've got In Time, Hey Child, Hide Love Away. Are they all on the EP?
Yeah, they're all on the EP, yeah.
That's just good. Tell me about the actual songs. Is there much difference? Is there a fast one or slow one? Or are they much the same?
I guess they're all kind of... in between, the groovy, because obviously Flatline and Hide Love Away is a really, really typical R&B beat. I say Flatline's kind of got a hip-hop groove to it.
Mm-hmm.
Hate Child's got a very, like, I don't know.
Well, Hate Child is the one
with... It's grimy in a way. You, like, the beat is... Quite.
Let's play it, and we'll have a listen. Yeah. So this is Hate Child. I like that, because it's got JW next to it. It sounds like, here he is. It's Hate Child by JW. if it was Radio Toronto, we go, hey, it's a massive 28 degrees Celsius, and this is Hate Child by JW.
That you need the heart to survive. Yeah. your bridges down. Oh, need her now. She's the only one who can see your beauty. So what is beauty to a night that only knows to cry? Love is hard.
Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. And that was Hey Child, Johnny Winston.
Hello.
Right, now let's talk about the videos, because, wait, did that fan just walk through the door? It was like, just like, I think that perhaps it was after my autograph, because they heard about the toey bit, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Get back, maybe get back. Day. No paps, please. Oh my God, they killed Kelly. That was something he was doing off air. You probably wouldn't recognise it. Now, if we were talking about videos, you've done a few little videos. I've seen them online.
Yeah.
How's that coming about at the moment?
Yeah, yeah. I've got, well, on my YouTube at the moment, there's a cover of No Diggity. And,
That will suit you down the ground, because it's got that Kylie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
pretty cool.
It's just a classic. And everyone knows, well, everyone should know it. If they don't, then call me.
Yeah,
it's a line,
isn't it? The beat line.
But so. I got a video coming out on a channel called Video Jug, and it's their first series of music that they're doing. And yeah, it's just good for exposure. They've got a lot of subscribers to their channel. I think like 260,000. So yeah, I was lucky enough to get a slot with those guys. And yeah, that's coming out next Friday on YouTube. So. Ears pricked for that one.
Yeah, yeah. Are you planning a trying to do more videos? Because they're pretty fun to make, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I am planning on doing it. I mean, I did a shoot with SBTV as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's hopefully in the pipelines to be released soon, within the next probably 5 weeks or something.
And these media things now are, your Facebooks, your YouTubes, and the others we were talking about are great tools to get a fan base, which is really what it's all about.
Yeah.
I'm right saying you're unsigned at the moment. Is that something you're obviously trying to change?
Yeah, well, I'm actually going to start my own label, which I'm in the process of doing right now and planning, and then just sign myself.
Yeah, if you've got your own label, you can sign yourself.
Exactly.
That's the easy way around it, I suppose. We're talking about exposure, it's always good. Let's just talk about people want to, if they're out there now, they want to look you up. You've got Facebook is just Johnny Winston.
Yeah, yeah.
And we have to remember this is no H in this.
There's no H in the Johnny. Yeah.
Johnny Winston with
yes,
an S.
Yeah, yeah.
Not Winston. Your Twitter is Johnny Winston Music UK.
Just Johnny Winston UK.
Oh, just
yeah,
Johnny
yeah,
Music
yeah.
UK. But you can find all those links, if I remember rightly, on your
website, yeah, johnnywinston.com, right?
That's it. You've got the massive bio, which is like 8 pages long.
Yeah.
So once you've read that, you know all about the whole man. Who wrote
there's
that?
There's no secrets there. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no secrets. Yeah. Starting off, yeah, that's it. Swear God, it was. And you know, I was looking to find you. I thought, because sometimes you find other people the same name. You do the show. If you don't know what they look like, you could be reading out and saying, and you know, the first question, you know, it's completely wrong. You think, I've got the wrong bloke on it. I've Googled the wrong person. So now. Before we go into another track, we was talking about the getting noticed on the media. You would have probably known, watching the TV, there's lots of these talent shows. They're in the news all the time.
Yeah.
And they're, at the moment, they're seem to be picking a lot of people who've got great fan bases. That's what they look for. The Love of Rogues, which we was talking to the other day, was controversy when they was picked. Those pickers had a big fan base and put on Britain's Got Talent. Is it something you'd look at as a fast route if you got asked? If someone said, phoned you up and said, look, we can get you through the judging panel and fast track you to the program, would you
not
think about
all.
It
not at all, no.
You're gonna go the hard route?
Yeah, definitely. I'm gonna take it head on. Yeah, I think you're instead for, you know, durability within the industry when you're doing it. I guess some people can argue and say, you know, it's opinionated, everything's opinionated in this industry, so I guess I wouldn't do it because it's the kind of whole credibility kind of thing. Mm. And
I suppose it depends what type of artist you are.
Yeah.
Last week we was joined by Mr. Arch, who's a rapper. And we put the same question to him, and he was a bit trickier for him because we were talking about, you know, UK hip hop, and, you know, could it go through to something like the X Factor? Pretty hard. And we were saying, you know, because you're given songs, people don't realise you are given the songs to sing.
Yeah.
And if you've got an ABBA week and you're a rapper, you're it's going to be pretty
yeah.
hard for you to do. And it's very hard for you to change a style if you're given some really corny stuff to sing. I mean, ABBA's not easy to sing, let alone change.
Yeah.
I guess it'd be pretty hard. Let's have a Justin Timberlake week.
Yeah.
You'd be winning that. You'd be top of the pile, wouldn't you?
Definitely would.
It made a laugh anyway.
Probably
there,
mistake.
Look. Hello.
Hello.
See the background. So, what's next for you?
Right. Well, I haven't actually. Well, next is to release the EP. So. I haven't actually got a release date for it, but I'm looking to set a release date.
Are you going to do that just online? Are you going to have a physical copy? Are you going to get some artwork
done?
Just electronic?
Yeah. I'm going to join everyone in the future and just have it MP3, yeah.
MP3, and then get it onto, so it's a lot of an iTunes type of system, or are you going to just take it onto your website?
Yeah, I'm going to...
It's quite easy, probably, iTunes.
It will, probably, yeah. Go on iTunes, yeah.
Get those pennies coming in.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, then you can afford to go back to Lanzarote.
I mean,
if you want
music.
To go to Canada, I mean, you can go to Canada. That's
another thing.
They got some waterfall thing there, haven't they?
Yeah.
That's quite big. You know? A lot of waterfall for a small country.
It's difficult, though. I guess a lot of people look at music as free nowadays, don't they? Because...
Yeah, unfortunately,
how
yes.
How available it is
for
free.
It's quite strange.
So you've got to find other ways to,
you know, people will go
kind
and pay 85p for a bag of crisps. They won't want to pay 85p to download a track. They'd rather try and find
it for
nothing.
If you could
nothing.
Download a packet of crisps, though, for free,
I have tried. I have tried, yeah. But lastly, before we go to another track, just for fun, I know we asked something similar earlier on in the show. If you could go out with on a dinner date... with a artist or a famous person, and who would you pick? Somebody you could sit there and chat to, like Elvis, or someone new. Justin Timberlake, not included.
No, who I'd... Okay, so what
anyone.
Kind of a date is this?
This
isn't a date, this is a professional meeting.
Yeah, it's a dinner. Meeting, yeah. When I say
okay,
date,
right,
just
okay.
I'm just talking about, like, as in... You had to look over there. Look, she was giving
yeah,
daggers.
Exactly.
Absolute daggers.
Got to watch
she was
there.
Trying to think who you was going to pick. He was going to say Beyonce. She'd have been
said
jumping
Scarlett
on your back.
Scarlett Johansson.
If it was Beyonce, I'd say, sorry, he can't make it and make it my date.
Yeah, I haven't seen her around for ages because she's made a load of films and she's been made a bit of a comeback recently.
Yeah.
Johansson, isn't
Scarlett.
It? Is it Johansson? Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
Johansson. That's my American fit. Here, Scarlett Johansson's on the show. Welcome, Scarlett. Hello, how you doing? It's a tricky one. Everyone usually falls on that one. At least you didn't say One Direction.
No. I'm going to go with... I'm going to resurrect John Lennon and go with him.
Yeah, good answer.
Yeah.
Well, probably, you know what, we've been doing a show and that one hasn't come up at all. Quite surprised, but it's someone I would definitely pick.
Yeah.
If you could go out with anyone just to...
Yeah,
just
I'm sure you could have a very thoughtful conversation with him.
I'm going to change the question on the sheet because a lot of people come in with their partners. I'm going to change it to, if you could chill out with anyone, not a dinner date. I'll take the dinner date out. Yeah, if you could chill out over a nice cold beer or glass of wine, if you're a lady, That's the new question, rather than the dinner date.
The dinner dates
have froze you a little bit, didn't it? Well, I've got to have dinner with someone. No, we're only making it up. What are we going to have? What? No, it's not real food. It's just a question. Let's get to some music. Well, I'm going to put a track on Escape from You for a sec. We're going to put in Time. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Yeah, this one I mentioned earlier, it's about, I guess, the struggles that come when you're, choosing a life that's a bit
dark.
Skew with. Yeah. Dark, yeah,
cool.
I guess.
Let's give it a whirl. Time, Johnny Winston, 1:42 at the time here at Phoenix FM. Well, thanks for joining me, Johnny. I know you're going to go off now, have a bit of lunch somewhere, possibly Brentwood, if not, back to Clapham, no doubt.
Yeah.
Before you go, let's just quickly run through how people can get to listen to your music, because you've got a couple of those tracks are on your, you've got links
to
that.
Yeah, I've got a couple of previews
website.
Just so my fans didn't get bored.
So you're on Facebook, it's Johnny Winston.
Yeah.
The website is...
Yeah, I mean, just go to the website and then you've got all the links for SoundCloud, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube.
Yeah, that's so. on the bottom corner, you just click on.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it's johnnywinston.com,
yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
On johnnywinston.com. Okay, well, thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you very much.
Have
for
a great
me.
Day. It's nice and sunny outside still, so you hope you have a great lunch and keep in touch. And we'll have to get you back on once that EP is up and running.
Yes.
And we talk about it further.
Indeed.
Have a great day. Thank you. This is Flatline, the song you played earlier on. This is the EP version, I suppose it'll be.
Yes.
Cool.
My heart is on flat line. Got my baby telling me I'm out of time. Where did I cross the line? I don't even know. Oh, now I got my feelings wound up tight from the words that were forced into my mind. Has it ever been right? Or is there somebody else with a greater wealth than me? Baby, I couldn't see, 'cause I was on my knees. Baby, and you, darling, please, my love, my love. So I'm walking on bad times, standing by. Oh girl, don't hide it now. I've been here so many times that it's home to me. Baby, now I see I'm no longer on my knees. Begging you, darling, please, my love, my love. So I'm walking on bad times, standing by. Sending my heart into flat line. I don't wanna feel my heart. Oh, so I've been working on bad times. Sending my heart into flat line.